of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then possibly you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours exposing the ass baggery that is the right and all other fun kind of news. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What ass bags are we exposing?
Oh, plenty.
Show me your ass bag.
Plenty of ass baggery going
thank
on.
Thank God that's a body part that doesn't exist.
So, not on most.
God, imagine if we had another set of testicles on our body that was just for your ass.
Isn't a colostomy technically an ass bag?
Yes, absolutely.
Sort of.
It's the most. Maybe. It's the most famous of all ass bags. Second to, oh God, speaking of ass bags.
Ben Carson?
Oh yes, oh, please.
Well, no. Which one?
I shared a meme on facebook.com/crabdiving.
Sure.
It said, it listed how much money, was it, Mitch McConnell, bless you, God thank bless you.
Oh, thank you. Which
that,
one?
That actually matters. You know, if you don't say that, your heart will stop.
Can I have Poseidon,
Poseidon
today?
Neptune blesses you. No. Mitch McConnell's salary was like over $1 million.
Sure, he's made
what
some
he got
dough.
Paid as a politician. And then, the orange guy, the Oompa Loompa, he quit.
Right.
Boner.
Yes.
And then it was one more. I think maybe it was.
Whoa.
What's up, everybody? I believe that's the opening theme to Midnight Breakfast.
Nobody else could hear that.
Oh, really?
Except us.
Me. By the way, we're going to have a brand new episode of Midnight Breakfast streaming at 4 p.m.
Which is why it just made that noise, because oh, yeah. I am just now trying to process it while doing the show.
I'm on that. And Dave Sharp put out a thing that he said my voice is weird on it.
Uh-oh.
Fuck that. I don't want anybody making fun of my fucking voice.
Were you sucking helium or something?
Yes.
Or?
Suck on this. Anyway, so, the people in the government get paid too much, is the point of that meme.
Well,
and
sure.
They don't want to raise the minimum wage, so fuck them.
And it's interesting to see how much money some of these guys make after they get into office, coincidentally.
Oh, get the fuck out of
here.
On,
like, outside investments and shit. How is that not investigated more?
Fuck, I don't know. But you know what? They're worth the money, right? White guy in a suit,
sure.
Goes to work, does nothing.
Oh, Mitch McConnell represents the little guy.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking...
What the fuck?
Right, happening? Speaking of wasting money, thanks so much, Republicans, for finally getting to the bottom of the Benghazi thing.
Sure.
Let me explain Benghazi to you. It was a really horrible fucking thing that happened. You know, what are you going to do? Right? Are
right,
you dying
I'm just,
over there?
I'm in the middle of... trying to sneeze and not sneeze, and there's a whole thing going on here.
Are you on the lung donor transplant list?
Yeah, sinus donor.
Yes, I need some lungs that are sativas.
Communicate with us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen, on the Twitter at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, one word, or you can communicate with us on our Facebook page. We don't glance at that as often during the show. But what the fuck? Crabdiving.com, or actually it's facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, support commie pinko liberal screaming rage media by we don't have any advertising or any bullshit like that yet. But support the show. We do 10 hours a week here, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It doesn't cost you jack shit if you buy shit over the internet. Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame,
right,
who was one of the dudes that...
he's in the shadow government.
There was some financial... Oh, what happened was on Friday, most of the big tech companies reported their quarterly results, and a lot of them were kind of favorable. So there were like four or five guys that made billions in one day because all the stocks went up. And one was Amazon. Like, Amazon stock went up so much that Jeff Bezos made like $10 billion.
God damn it, Jeff.
Fucking day or something like that.
Share it.
He can afford to spread it to the crab. So you guys don't pay anything extra. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And that's how you can help the crabs.
Yes, please. Give us your alms. Alms for the crabs.
Lots going on in the world. All kinds of bullshit before we get to the the goddamn fucking...
what's wrong?
God, Ben Carson. I don't know. Somebody must have just turned his power meter up to 20% from its original 3. Because, God, he's just saying more and more bad shit. We'll get to Ben Carson.
You know what I don't understand about him? Like, he's a front runner, whatever that means. That, what does that mean?
Sort of. He's now the latest poll that came out. Was a CBS poll, and I think he and the Don were tied in Iowa in that. But I spoke too soon because I just looked at the headline. Let's see what the headlines are, and I'll blow my nose while this headline bullshit's going on. Do the
for these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Live from the crab diving tower high above the shitty fetid Koreatown. This is Crab Diving News. Go fuck yourself. Star date October 26, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
Here's the news.
There you go.
Damn. I really take for granted what you do every day.
That is hard. It's very difficult. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post says,
you,
99 days till Iowa, Carson surges.
Gross.
The Carson surge is happening.
Give it up for Ben Carson discharge.
Yeah, that ain't that far from the truth, because this guy's just batshit fucking crazy. On their last crab diving, if you go to crabdiving.com to download the last episode, Friday's raucous fun episode.
It was fun. That was a good one.
You can listen to the top five of the week. About the hour and a half mark. Great music going on.
Shittiest music on the planet we have. Why am I talking like Yoda?
But Ben Carson on Friday.
Yes.
Was yapping about... we talked about how he said that he would use the Department of Education to, he wouldn't get rid of them like all the rest of the assholes want to on the right, but he would instead use the Department of Education to make sure that the colleges don't have any liberal politics going on.
Oh my God.
Or they'd be yanking their fucking public money.
Oh, you know what? Does this country, let's just be honest. We want the majority of children to grow up to be strippers or work in the adult entertainment industry.
Sure.
Right? I feel like that's
dumb
what
votes
we're raising. I mean, I don't, you know.
Stupid votes Republican. So they're apparently.
Not that people in the adult entertainment industry are stupid. We don't want to.
No, I think most people in the adult entertainment industry probably are more Democrats.
Oh,
don't
yes.
you think?
Absolutely.
I can't imagine.
But this oppressiveness is going to drive them to the polls. And I don't mean the voting polls.
Right. So now over the weekend, we'll get to this too. He and Trump again are having a little taint tickling contest to see who can irritate the other the most. And Trump over the weekend went after
Ben Carson's religion, which I looked up a little bit.
Oh, yes.
To see what that dude believes in. I think we may have talked to them once about Seventh-day Adventists.
Did Ben
a little
Carson,
bit once before.
Is he married?
Yes, he is.
Was his hymen official?
Was his hymen?
Was his hymen guaranteed at the time of his wedding?
His Mahymen? His Mannhymen?
The Mannhymen steamrollers. Oh, shit. That's funny.
More of the War on Christmas.
Oh, that's a great At Midnight.
Oh, yes.
What would it be?
I'm sure when Christmas comes around, they'll have some kind of Christmas carols.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mannhymen.
Hashtag bad Christmas carols or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So with 99 days until the Iowa caucuses, Ben Carson has surged ahead.
Surge.
In Iowa. Now, according to two other surveys. Now he's the one I talked about gave him a tie.
Ooh.
And the other one gives him a win.
Good God. Congratulations, Ben Carson. All those idiots in Iowa love you.
In one poll by Monmouth University,
of Monmouth
likely Republican voters. What a fun group this is!
Yes.
Likely
Monmouth.
Republican Iowa caucus voters.
What does that mean? Likely?
Like, what do you think that group looks like?
Fuck you!
They
hey.
Say that means we're definitely gonna go out and vote.
What do you mean that? What do they look like? They look amazing.
If we get
it's attractive.
A herd. I don't mean to use that term disparagingly, of Republican Iowa caucus voters in a room.
You condescending hippie liberal
fuck.
Just
wondering what it might look like. Is that racist of me?
No, it's fattest.
To think that it might be
they might be all white.
Well, yeah. And then somebody tossed one lump of coal into a snowdrift with Ben Carson standing there.
Yeah. you know, how does it feel, Ben Carson? No black voters like you.
Well, right.
But yeah,
how
you're
does
black.
It, right.
I'm serious.
Seriously, how can he look out?
Seriously, guys.
And sir, and having come from where he came from, which the shit he said today, but having come from where he came from,
he said
having
he hated,
taken advantages.
Right. I would say he hated black people. Is that what he said today?
No. Having taken advantage of welfare. His mother was a single mother who was on assistance. He took advantage of grants and loans and all kinds of socialist commie pinko government programs to get where he is.
Right.
And now he wants to cut everybody else off from that.
No, he got less, and that makes sense. I got what I wanted. Now fuck you.
Right, he turned Republican, so now fuck you, I got mine.
You know, it's like when someone's chasing you. And as you're trying to get away, as you run, you knock down trash cans and things that you pass so that it'll trip them up.
I mean,
that's what he's doing to
sure,
the rest of
24,
the country.
Sure, 24, that's what happens.
He's a dick.
So in this Monmouth poll, he has 32%. Trump is at second with 18%.
Fuck you.
Followed by, oh, God, Rubio and Cruz.
Woo.
Who each have 10%. Now, this is Iowa. Let's all remember it's Iowa.
Congratulations, Republican.
Pat fucking Robertson, who I do have some clips of later in the show.
I mean, you know.
Pat Robertson came in like second in the Iowa caucus.
I thought you said he won that year.
I don't think he did. I think he came in second, which is terrifying enough.
That started your interest in politics,
I think
right?
So. I think it was like a defibrillation.
You're like, shit, I got to put down the bong and get to the voter booth.
Well, let's not go that far.
You didn't say it like that because where did you live at the time?
I said, shit, I'm going to get to the voter booth.
Right.
I'm going to hit the bong and then go to the voter booth.
I got things to do.
Yeah, so
Ben Carson sucks.
Inexplicably, Ben fucking Carson is surging. Now, maybe we're finally starting to see kind of what happened last year. If you remember, I mean, if you recall, Uzbeki Becky 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 Stan dude.
Right.
Whose name is escaping me right now.
That the pizza guy.
Yes, was in the lead.
Yes.
At one point. In the polls, as was Rick Perry, right? And as I think at one point, so was fucking Rick Santorum. Herman Cain, I just remembered.
Oh, yeah, shit. I was trying to look it up. But no, Uzbekistan is a country. You're saying Uzbekistan.
Right.
I thought he said that and he actually fucked it up. God.
But it's not Becky.
Listen, this isn't a gotcha question, but speaking of that part of the world, Herman Cain,
Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
No, name them all. I'm looking at, I didn't even know this. It's Central Asian.
Sure.
Name all the Central Asian nations. There's no way.
Well, Kyrgyzstan.
It's
K-R-G-R-Y. There's no vowels.
Okay, there's one. No, he said Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan, Kurdistan. Is Pakistan, not Pakistan, is that far east?
Go fuck yourself. I said Central Asia. God, this place.
Listen to you.
I wouldn't know one. Name another one. Come on. One starts with an A and the other two starts with T's that you're not forgetting.
Azerbaijan.
No, go fuck yourself. That's right. Azerbaijan.
There you go, motherfucker.
I was like, no, it's not Azerbaijan. I was going to be like, it's Azerbaijan.
And what's the other one start with?
They both start with T's.
Turkmenistan.
Congratulations. One more for the win.
Turkey?
Circle meets the square. No, say it.
Turkey there?
Turkmenistan.
I said Turkmenistan.
Wait. No, one more. It looks like the name of a sauce you might get in a Mediterranean food. Tajik.
Oh, really?
Tajikistan.
Oh, that one I wouldn't know.
Tajikistan?
There's a place called Tajikistan.
What goes there?
Ma'am.
What is that?
Well, 4 or 5 out of 6 is okay.
That's amazing.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, like shit. Give a shit about my knowledge of how big Kazakhstan is. That's enormous.
Pretty big.
Yeah, and you wouldn't also believe where Central Asia is. It's funny.
It's like over next to Russia.
I really thought. Right? Yeah, I thought Uzbekistan butted up against like Ukraine.
Those are all former USSR. That's where they're worried about some of those nukes floating around still.
Nukes.
Where it's like, well, there were 10 of them sitting there before. Where were they? I don't know.
Tell you what, I don't know jack shit. I mean, damn. Wow.
So
that's where Pakistan is. Holy shit. I'm just looking at a map right now.
Didn't I say Pakistan earlier?
But it's not Central Asia. It's not fucking Central Asia. It's not. It wasn't included. Which, where, if it's not, if Pakistan is not Central Asia and Afghanistan is not, then what are they? Are they just straight up Asia?
Well, sure, I guess.
God. Anyway, good luck to that part of the world.
So that's the headline, is that Ben Carson is surging ahead in the polls. Now, if we dumb it down.
Hey, Kate, sit down by that window.
Somebody's pulling in the driveway.
Ooh, great. I have a dog jumping out the fucking window.
The headline over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
They're not going to like this. There is a photograph of Barack Hussein Obama sitting next to him, apparently at an event, and looking like he's having a good time, sharing a joke together. The orange guy who cries all the time, John Boehner, you know, Drudge, not big Boehner fans, because he's big a rhino Boehner. Who sucks the Muslim black homosexual schwang.
Boehner, by the way, made about $900,000 last year.
It says one more deal. It says that the Speaker Boehner is moving ahead with one last deal before he leaves, pushing to finalize a far-reaching 2-year budget agreement with the president.
Oh, shit.
Before handing over the reins of the loony bin to Paul Ryan, which means he's going to piss off the screaming Republican caucus even more, because he's going to be friends with the president and the Democrats make sure that our debt ceiling doesn't get hit, and to make sure that we've got a budget for at least a couple of years.
Dude, I
got
to tell you, if I'm Boehner, I'm doing all I can. I'm doing all I can to fuck it. I want to. Where are you going?
I'm going to blow my nose.
All right. Oh, by the way, welcome to the Ryan Pfeiffer Show, everybody. Today we're going to be talking about midget tossing. But if I was Boehner, I would do all I could to hand the Republicans, the idiots, the tea leanies, a giant bag of shit. And imagine that his fucking bag of shit is he figured out a way to balance a budget with a fucking president. You would think most people would be like, hey, oh, thanks a lot for doing it. You did some of my work. But no, you know. But you know what? No, no, no. I thought you said Boehner and Obama reached a 2-year agreement. A tentative
deal.
Oh, a budget. What does that mean? That's not a thing?
Nobody says it's balanced.
But. Well, yeah. But the T-loonies, their first thing is like, we got to repeal this agreement Boehner made with the president. Because we don't do fucking shit.
Well, they're going to want to shut all that shit down. And this is kind of the point that that asshole Ryan was making, was that, you know, part
asshole,
of his,
no, what
part
about
of
me?
His deal.
Asshole Ryan?
Pardon, not you,
say
asshole Ryan.
Say it differently.
The asshole Paul Ryan.
Thank you.
Was saying that when he was saying, you know, I'll only fuck you guys if, you know, you use this kind of lube.
Ooh,
kind
how,
of deal.
How lucky.
And
choice lube.
He, I don't know. I mean, he's going to start off the bat. Hopefully with a clean slate now, right? Because if
yes.
Boehner takes this hit,
okay,
Paul Ryan doesn't have to now.
Ooh.
So Paul Ryan can still look pretty for the Freedom Caucus.
Oh, my God.
Without having to do this, without having to make a deal with the devil in the White House.
Right.
And, you know, prevent an economic world catastrophe because of Planned Parenthood, or you know, shut down the entire federal government because we want to defund Obamacare for the 75th time.
Oh God, that's the most. That's the worst. I mean, what, you know, Republicans? Do you think they want my unsolicited advice if they're listening as a GOP leadership?
Sure, it's.
Do you happen to be listening to crab diving
is echoing through the halls of the Capitol
yes.
right now.
You know, it'd be funny if Mitch McConnell's like, listen, guys. I don't listen for the politics. I listen for them fucking animal stories. They're hilarious. I don't know why people swim.
I've got 7 in the amount of times Pat's going to say cunt today.
Yeah, I always worried about John Kerry when he goes windsurfing out in, where does he live? Massachusetts somewhere.
Yeah, right.
I'm worried he's going to get eaten by a great white.
Wasn't it Rush Limbaugh? We played that clip of when he was spewing out about John Kerry riding a bike. And hurt him. Remember when Kerry broke his leg?
Kerry, what's he out wrong?
I don't remember that.
Breaking his leg for him. He's out.
Basically, I guess Kerry's supposed
Limbaugh?
To sit around and turn into Jabba the Gunt like him.
Yeah. Well, Rush Limbaugh's giving John Kerry shit about riding a bicycle.
Yes. That he should be worried about his own safety. You know, go on a treadmill or something, or you know, sit on a stationary bike. He shouldn't
sit
be
on
out,
my dick.
Shouldn't be out in the world riding where he might get hurt and miss his work because he broke his leg.
Listen, Rush, I get it. I understand what you're saying. You're a drug addict. You don't like to go anywhere. Probably, Rush, your most favorite activity of all is popping up a bottle of pills, right? Has a few Xannies, probably a whiskey. You sit back into a nice warm cocoon of bullshit and you watch Walking Dead all weekend. That's honestly probably what you
think.
You
think he got to the snorting part? You think he crushed up any oxy and snorted it? Or you think he just took them as pills?
Well, what's the difference?
It takes a while for it to hit you if you swallow it.
But don't you
snort it.
Really?
I've heard.
But I'm just saying that snorting is Xanax kind of seems like a hood kind of thing, kind of ghetto,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm assuming it gets in quicker.
Yeah, but I don't know. It seems that doesn't. Can you picture that big fat fuck with his sausage fingers
right.
with a mortar and pestle? I don't even. He's got what? Has he got a hammer crushing up his pills?
He might. Maybe he puts them under his tit.
Does he put them
under? Just lets them crush naturally as he moves around throughout the day.
You know, Rush, underboob sweat.
Right?
He probably powders. That's probably the job of his. Oh, man, imagine working for him if you're his housekeeper. Listen, Consuelo, first I need you to go out and score me some pills. Then I need some talc. You got to powder down my underboob.
Right. Oh, first you got to lift it up.
Jesus. I need help.
God, this is what I was talking about earlier. We heard an interview, Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC had the mom of one of the Benghazi, one of the guys that died at Benghazi, the ambassador, but one of the other guys. And they had the mom on talking to Andrew Mitchell about how what an asshole Hillary Clinton is. She lied. She didn't tell him.
I mean, you know,
I mean, it's just not an objective opinion.
Right. And I don't fault that lady for anything she feels. Right. It's horrible what happened. But come on, MSNBC. Really? Where's the news quality in that?
And here it is. A sub headline.
Shame on you.
Fucking Drudge Report. Benghazi mom to Andrea Mitchell. You can't understand.
We're at war with all other media except crab diving right now. Don't listen to MSNBC. They're full of shit. I mean, honestly, they are. That's cheap. That's cheap. They just wanted ratings, right? Or people to watch an interview where someone gets upset.
Right. They're slithering away from the kind of liberal view and putting up these, they got rid of Reverend Al, put him on weekends. They still have Hillary. I'm not Hillary. They still have. She just had the interview with Hillary. Rachel Maddow, who is extraordinarily liberal. I mean, and I think she still gets her biggest ratings. So I don't understand how you would take that data that your biggest show is also one of your most liberal hosts and then say, well, you know, we should go more conservative or more right. middle of the road, more news. I think they're trying to go more newsy, less opiniony. And, you know, these days, nobody wants to see the news.
But that just seems, and you probably agree, don't you think that it's generally not MSNBC's thing? They don't put on the mother screaming about her dead son on Benghazi. I mean, there's very little news value to that. It just doesn't seem like an MSNBC move. That's all.
Right.
Although, I mean, you told me earlier today that we do have clips from that. What is that horrible show they have, MSNBC, with What's-His-Face? He wears gym pants to record it.
Morning Joe.
Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough shows up.
Joe News.
He has a goddamn fucking daily television show, and he shows up like he just woke up, grabbed his paper, ran down the street, barely makes it into the studio. Who's he fooling? And his hair looks messed up. He looks groggy. He has his fucking glasses on because the dandy hasn't had a chance to put on his fucking contact
lenses. That's his thing.
Does he wake up every morning and is like, oh, shit, I forgot. I host a national television show every morning. I forgot. can he just, like, arrange his life? I mean, if you were filming, shooting every morning at television show, what time do you think he gets in? What's his call?
That's show an up early at the show.
But what time? You think 2? 3 a.m.?
I don't know what time they start. Officially, is it like 7 our time, which is 5, 6, 4.
Wouldn't you just rearrange your sleep schedule so like you wake up at 7 at night and then you show up? You wake up at 7 like you would at 7 in the morning, but you.
No, probably.
But when
yeah,
you show
yeah,
up,
yeah.
it's like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
You just trick your body. Why doesn't he do that? He looks disheveled.
Maybe he's got kids.
Fuck that.
And a wife to talk to and shit.
Guess what? If daddy has a national television show that's bringing in all that cabbage, then everybody changes their clock to daddy's. Unless you want daddy to get another job. But daddy's a star.
Nobody sees daddy. Nobody talks to daddy.
Hey, don't fuck with daddy's schedule. Daddy's Joe fucking Scarborough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So those are the headlines. Apparently, Drudge thinks it's a really big deal, and they put a picture of Boehner and Obama sharing a joke.
God.
That, of course, Boehner, the next thing is, you know, they're 69ing each other.
Oh, yes. Obama was like, listen, John, I'm not going to get with you on this budget unless you drop to your knees. Right. And blow Joe Biden over there. And then blow Joe Scarborough. Everybody gets blown.
So they're... it go. You heard, I'm trying to find that clip now from Morning Joe. I seem to have.
No, I didn't mean to bring it up.
Lost it.
He's such a dick, man. Don't you just hate Joe Scarborough though? You don't like him.
I don't like him. No, I mean, he's a Republican for one. He's a crazy, he's not a T-publican, I don't think, but he's enough. He's crazy enough. That,
yes.
A lot of the shit he says, all I do is in the morning, I glance over at Twitter, and half the time, Morning Joe is trending only because he said something shitty, and the libs are all
yes
verklempt over the fact that he said something.
Right.
just like later on, it'll be when Chuck Todd is on.
Hey, Chuck.
And he'll say something. And it'll drive Chuck the Todd. Libs fucking up the wall.
Chuck Todd is a dick.
So there's what's going on there. I've got a story. Let's get into this Ben Carson bullshit.
All right.
Ben Carson, you may have heard the name.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Ben Carson, who has surged to the lead in some of the Iowa polls now for the Iowa caucus, again talking, and at some point, I would think his people would be like, Ben, just like pull him off of the shows. You know what I mean?
Right. Because doesn't he need to work his way to the center? I mean, if he's a viable candidate for the Republicans.
it's beyond inexplicable.
Oh, shit. Just another ass clown.
Yeah. So now the latest is he was talking about when he was how Trump made fun of him for being low energy.
Okay. Well,
Trump said on Friday, we have a breaking story. Donald Trump has fallen to second place behind Ben Carson. We informed Ben, but he was sleeping.
Well, listen, Ben's an older guy. You know, he wants a fucking nap every now and then.
And then, of course, now Trump is saying, well, I don't believe the polls. And when the polls say Trump is in the lead.
Yeah.
I'm number one. All the polls say I'm number one. It's huge.
Yeah.
when he's losing in the polls, right. He's like, I don't know who believes these polls anyway.
Yeah, really. How many do you think all these Republican candidates and let's fuck it. All these presidential candidates, do you think they nap? They're older guys.
Maybe. I don't know when some of them would be able to, but because it's a grueling schedule they've got.
Do you think we should see their nap schedule? I mean, when they nap, it might be important.
Right. I think it would be interesting because, you know, when
Trump definitely naps.
You think?
Yeah, and he probably, do you think he still, right before he takes a nap, does he still read a speech from Hitler?
I don't know if he still does
that story.
His wife, yeah.
His wife said.
Ivana said that at some point during their marriage, he kept a book of Hitler quotes or something next to his bed.
Now, do you think this is what Trump said to Ivanka? What's her name? Ivanka or Ivana?
Ivana. The daughter is Ivanka.
Okay. I would be like, Ivana, why did you bring up the Hitler thing? Why did you have to bring up the Hitler speech?
The daughter who he would totally fuck.
Oh, yeah.
If it wasn't his daughter. And he creepily reminds us of that many times.
Does
he just
really?
Did it again last week.
Oh, gross.
Again, my daughter. Oh, she wasn't my daughter.
Can we? You know what I think it is, dude? I think we just need to tone down the white trash level in the Republican Party just a smidge. I don't know. I don't know how to tell you that.
Time.
Sarah Palin is
all
a perfect
old.
Example.
There was a.
They're all trashy, dude.
There's an article that's out now. Bill Daley, the former White House chief of staff, said he thinks the destruction of the Republican Party, it's on our Facebook, I think, is attributable to then when Sarah Palin was lofted to the national stage by the Republicans. That's the definitive moment that the Republicans pried open their assholes and said, please enter us violently.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know. I guess Jeb Bush doesn't appear to be white trash, although his brother did. And, you know, Ben Carson isn't white trash, I guess.
It's
you know?
Going so not well. Just see what's happening now that
he's a surgeon.
There's a lot of reports that are saying, well, over the weekend, he threw a little hissy fit. Jebediah James Earl Jones kind of saying to the effect of, you know, I got more fun things I could be doing. I don't need to be doing this shit. Why don't you vote for Trump?
Then do it. I mean,
that's basically what he says. I've got other things I could be doing. Vote for Trump if you want to be all assholes. Go ahead. Be a bunch of assholes.
Right.
Vote for Trump.
Jeb, I don't know. Go grab your ski jet and go to wherever you Puerto Vallarta. Have a ball.
But I get it. I mean, think of he was He was the one at the top of the golden cock. He was the drip of magical pre-cum at the top of the golden cock.
What pre-cum is not magical, please? Lots. There's a lot.
Shall I list?
Yeah. Well, actually, you might even say it's not magical. It's non-magical. It's the opposite of magic.
And he... But he... he was the anointed one. He was the one who was going to be...
You are anointed.
You know, champion. He's got $100 million, allegedly, but now those guys are starting to bail.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're just trying to fight to see who are going to be the ones that just grab and wrap the saggy white ball sacks of the Koch brothers around their shoulders like pink shriveled shawls.
I need a sack shawl. a sack snuggie.
And
a shrug, actually.
They still are. They're all like fighting like the puppies at the shelter.
Right.
Stepping on each other and lifting their legs on each other to see... To look prettiest for whoever's going to pick them. Pick me, pick me. Look, I'm humping all the other dogs. Pick me.
But nobody really likes any of these puppies.
These puppies are
all
assholes.
I mean, you notice that? I mean, in the polls, nobody's really that excited.
It's not puppies. It's a bunch of slugs fighting it out.
I'm just trying to think of the theme for today's show. I guess it's the right just...
Well, it's the dream of every show.
Yeah, no. The Republicans are totally fucking worthless.
So, Ben Carson, last week, he most recently has said that no Muslim should be president, he doesn't think. We know what he thinks about same-sex marriage. He's again. He's said that the Holocaust might not have happened if the Jews had just had a gun or two.
Oh, my God. Well, what if they, you know, maybe the Jews should all have been X-Men, you know? Like, what if they were like Wolverine and they had adamantium horns in their fucking hands or whatever, however that works?
Right.
They all had special claws.
So, here is...
What a shitty thing to say. I mean,
he was on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. And,
oh, God. What a horrible pairing.
Chuck Todd asked him.
Oh, God, I hate Chuck Todd.
About his being quiet.
Oh, his soft tone.
And
Lindsey Graham's soft-spoken. Nobody gets up his ass about that. I mean,
and here is a clip. Lindsey's going around saying, after this clip, I'll tell you what Lindsey is saying because it's relevant.
Nobody likes my golden cock.
It's relevant to this.
Oh, it's Jermaine. Somebody likes it. Who knows?
A little bit of Ben Carson, Chuck Todd.
Why do you so easily go to Nazi metaphors?
Yeah.
You referred to, when you were talking about healthcare, you referred to a Gestapo, and a lot of times, the minute you talk about the Nazis, the minute you talk about the Holocaust, people stop listening.
Although, interestingly enough, you know, in the last several weeks, I've heard from many people in the Jewish community, including rabbis, who said, you're spot on.
Oh, sure.
Bull fucking shit. You know what, Ben? You sound like a lot of my acquaintances in the South that say, oh, yes, I have tons of black friends. Right. All my black friends don't mind when I say that racist thing. Don't you think? Produce these rabbis.
Right.
Let's see the rabbis.
Or we have 370 million people in this goddamn country. There's going to be a few conservative asshole rabbis.
Yeah, and just because you say, yeah. You say
by sheer numbers.
Shitty.
So if three or four of these assholes find their way to Ben Carson, suddenly that's what these jerk-offs with the Tea Party in the caucus are saying. We represent the entire American people want Barack Obama dragged out of the White House. They want... Planned Parenthood burned to the ground. No, we don't. We really don't.
No, we don't.
Like, more than 70% of us don't want Planned Parenthood defunded in the entire United States, you morons.
And by the way, Ben Carson added that he has binders full of rabbis.
Binders full of
rabbis. Do you think there are, though, rabbis out there that are sort of they're for hire for like when right-wing nut jobs say anti-Semitic things.
Everything. Take out rabbi and put a blank.
Yes.
There's blank for hire. Everything for hire.
You can find a rabbi out there. Say, if I say something horribly anti-Semitic, I can find a rabbi out there for the right price that will support my statement.
Absolutely.
Just horrible.
You could say something anti-Christian. You'll find a priest out there who will defend it. You could say something anti-black. You'll find a black person. You could find people that'll sell out themselves.
America, that's America for you.
If you want to insult podcasters, pay me.
Oh, yes.
I'll go out and shit on podcasters.
What podcasters? None of the people on our network.
Can we pay you to shit on comedians?
Yes.
Whoa. That took no time.
I'll shit on other comedians. I have a list. I have a list of comedians I hate that
growing?
Oh, yeah. List? For if I quote unquote make it big or have any. It's not like you'd hurt them, but you wouldn't do shit for them.
Right.
Because they're fucking.
Not take their call.
Fuck. No. No. I got a whole list of people I don't want to take. Anybody's calling.
What are we doing? Exactly right. And I think it's, you know, some of the people in your business, quite frankly, who like to try to stir things up and try to make this into a big, horrible thing. If I say something about something that we don't want to become and we never even want to get close to it, then I'm comparing it and I'm saying we're there. That's what they do. And of course, for people who aren't really.
But oh, my it's, God. It's, he's saying, well, I'm not saying that we're there. But you're comparing it to, or you're saying we're on our way there.
Thinking deeply, you know, that resonates. But, you know, the fortunate thing is a lot of people really do think for themselves, as you can see, you know, from the poll numbers here.
You talked about, you said a lot of Jewish people reach out to you about saying you were spot on. So you believe if the Jewish citizenry were armed during the Holocaust, during the 40s, that they would have been able to stop the Nazis.
Well, look at the whole context in which I've said that, in which I've written about it. I wrote about societies before tyranny was able to take root, that the tyrants tried to rid the people of the mechanism to defend themselves.
Okay. First off, before I forget, fuck Ben Carson. That's stupid. And why is it, hey, can you explain something to me? Why is it when a right-wing nut job says something stupid, we have to educate ourselves as to the exact context, that how they meant that? Now I have to go explore the context of his comment.
Right.
Why do I have an assignment? Because you're a racist,
fuck! Because he got caught.
But, yeah.
He got caught.
It's so infuriating.
He
sounds like an asshole, too. You know what? Ben Carson sounds like a doctor. You ever have a doctor or a surgeon come and talk to you, give you information? They're condescending. They take their time, and they have that ear, that tone where he sounds like he's over it.
He's
over it.
I think talking about crushed up Xanax. This guy acts like he's on that. And this is what he addresses. At one point, he says, he says he doesn't want to get into the mud pit with Donald Trump, who said he's low energy.
I'm always thinking about how many women have actually literally gotten into a mud pit with right. Donald Trump. And it has
or in
to be
front
a few,
of Donald
right?
Trump, at least.
Get into that puddle.
And he said, I'll tell you, in terms of energy, I'm not sure there's anybody else running who spent 18 or 20 hours intently operating on somebody.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay.
Go fix a brain. Go fix your own brain.
He said, I am soft-spoken. I do have a tendency to be relaxed. I wasn't always like that. There was a time when I was, you know, very volatile. But, you know, I changed. As a teenager, I would go after people with rocks and bricks and baseball bats and hammers. And of course, many people know the story when I was 14 and I tried to stab someone. And, you know, fortunately, my life has been changed and I'm a very different person now.
Okay. Can we have a soft-spoken, non-stabby person? Well, I don't want a soft-spoken. Can we have someone that doesn't stab? He stabs people?
Apparently, he tried to stab somebody when he was 14 or some shit like that.
You ever do that when you were a teenager? You acted out a little bit, right? Did you ever stab anybody?
I never got stabby, I don't believe.
If you stabbed anyone, please tweet us at
Who do you mean I acted out?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
How did I act out?
Listen,
I drove crazy.
Yeah, but this guy, yeah, that's what I was kidding around.
That's about it.
This guy just thinks everyone stabbed someone when they were a teenager.
You spoke of Lindsey Graham earlier.
Following up on the Ben Carson interview yesterday, yeah. Have you stabbed anybody?
This is Morning Joe, Lindsey Graham on Morning Joe.
With my dick.
Following up on the Ben Carson interview yesterday, yeah. Have you stabbed anybody?
Or tried to.
Like,
what's today? Can I give you my take on this race?
Yeah.
Please.
This is what's great about Lindsey right now is he's so far out of it, he really gives zero fucks about what he says.
It's a shame. He sounds like a fun guy.
He's terrifying, his politics.
Oh, yeah.
But he's funny. I think he's the old school. You could sit and have a beer and have a fun time and laugh with Lindsey as long as you guys don't talk about, like,
right,
what a heinous war hawk he is, how he wants to bomb the shit out of everything. Take everybody's rights away.
Do you think he's had his hand in any
Yes. Wait, what?
Covert operations with the military, you know, not at a truck stop.
I was balls deep in an operative operation. I mean, operation. Oops.
Can I give you my take on this race?
Yeah.
Please.
You got the two front runners on the Democratic side, right?
Mm-hmm.
The number two guy went to the Soviet Union on his honeymoon.
Yeah.
So what? This is shitting on Bernie Sanders because this is making him into a communist.
Nobody do that.
Yes, he did.
And I don't think he ever came back. Well, the leader
physically he did
felt that she was flat broke after her husband was president for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And that's maybe why they stole to China. On our side, you got the number two guy tried to kill somebody at 14.
Oh,
and the number one guy's high energy and crazy as hell. How am I losing to these people?
This is great. This is amazing on so many levels.
Oh my God, how is this guy making me like him?
It's what Schadenfreude to
God play.
Want to hear the end part again?
I want to. Yeah, I could listen to this all fucking day.
She was flat broke after her husband was president for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's maybe why they stole to China. On our side, you got the number two guy tried to kill somebody at 14. And the number one guy's high energy and crazy as hell. How am I losing to these people?
How am I losing to these people?
Well, I tell you, Lindsey, I tell you how. All your buddies, your fucking friend John McCain needed a running mate.
Well, right.
For
tell
vice
your,
president.
Why don't you go check it and smell the evangelical cum dripping off the faces of all of the rest of your party?
Hey, listen. He's like, you think you know what evangelical cum smells like? You have no idea. Don't tell Lindsey. Are you going to tell him?
Had a nickel.
You're not going to tell him about anything. He's a cum sommelier. Sommelier of cum. I should have said that differently. By the way, yeah. Follow everybody on Twitter at Crab Diving.
At Crab Rated R Comedy.
At Vile Experience.
So that's Lindsey Graham. I've also got a clip. Here's another clip from Morning Joe.
Wait. Has Lindsey Graham bowed out of the race or is he still in there? What? Shut the fuck up. Does he have anybody on his staff?
Is still up.
He says his staff.
What time is it?
I got one guy on my staff.
So
he's using Fiverr for his campaign.
Here is after they played the clip of Ben Carson saying,
yes,
you know, I he got all stabby and shit.
I mean,
this is before Lindsey Graham even comes out, I think, or maybe not. But this is
the list of things he said he did as a teenager.
He's out.
You know, I've thrown rocks, sticks at people, come at people with hammers,
This is Morning Joe. This is the reaction after the clip of Ben Carson, who said, as a teenager, I'd go after people with rocks and bricks and baseball bats and hammers.
What a fucking asshole.
And of course, many people know the story. When I was 14, I tried to stab someone. Here we go. Morning Joe.
Do you think that people mistaken your soft-spokenness with a lack of energy?
I think so. I have plenty of energy, but, you know, I am soft-spoken. I do have a tendency to be relaxed. I wasn't always like that. There was a time when I was, very volatile. But, you know, I changed.
When was that?
As a teenager, I would go after people with rocks and bricks and baseball bats and hammers. And, of course,
what a fucking
many people know the story when I was 14 and I tried to stab someone. And, fortunately, my life has been changed. And I'm a very different person now.
So that's the clip from Meet the Press, interview with Chuck Todd. Now, here, immediately... God. Is
he said this on Meet the Press that he's running for president and out of nowhere he's volunteering this information. What an asshole.
And here is Morning Joe, the panel, and their instant reaction to what he just said.
He's not low energy.
That's Joe laughing.
Wow.
That's Joe Scarborough. His head's down on the desk, and Jeez. He's laughing. They're all laughing at this moron.
Oh, he's so together.
He tried to kill
people.
Somebody.
I guarantee you, in Brooklyn, they're just storing all this stuff for the general election. Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
That's Howard Dean saying, look at all this stuff that they're storing up for the general election.
Oh,
right?
Howard Dean must love
this. Oh, God,
must be.
Woo!
That's, you know what I like about Howard Dean? Now that he's not trying to be president and all that bullshit, there's
zero fucks given, right?
He cannot wipe the smug off his fucking face, and I love
like
it.
Like Barney Frank.
Yeah.
Earring, goatee, smoking weed, and giving zero fucks now, Barney Frank.
No, oh my God.
This is wrong. I once tried to stab a man. You know that.
I got plenty of energy, but you don't want to see me use it. That's what he's saying.
I like that when he said you shot through with the hammers.
Meanwhile, it's exactly what you're talking about. Joe's got like some weird track suit shirt on, like a zip up. He just came, like he jogged in to the show.
Name other newscasters on national that will wear a fucking fleece.
It's more
a zip up fucking fleece. What the fuck? Is he a bro from Wisconsin?
So even...
Wear a suit and a tie!
The fucking Morning Joe panel. I mean, I can understand Mika, but most of the rest of the panel and even Joe himself are flabbergasted at what this asshole, who is in the lead in the Iowa caucus polls right now.
Imagine...
Ben Carson.
Put yourself in the shoes of someone being chased around a yard by a dude with a hammer. I don't care if you're 14. I mean, 14, that's a significant size person.
Sure.
You're running around with a hammer. What kind of knife? I think we need deep. Now that he came out and said, I tried to stab somebody, I want to know with what. I want to know, did you carry the knife around with you? Was it your thing? I'm wondering. I mean, was it his thing? Rocks? What do you mean you threw rocks at people?
But
what does that mean?
Don't you think he's reaching out to a significant portion of the electorate now? The rednecky who was like, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I chased some people with knives. Remember, Martha, I took your teeth out a couple weeks ago. it's the violence porn of the right.
Get out my hammer, my meat
it's
hammer.
It's that violence porn and the whole punitive view, the punishment culture of the right. I was thinking about that earlier with the whole, look at this, the whole death penalty thing, which still just drives me fucking crazy.
Doesn't
that the United States of America is in a tiny little group with Saudi Arabia, China, fucking North Korea.
Yeah.
As the only countries on the planet, one or two more, that kill people.
Oh, what? Right. And by the way, I'll be over here on the sidelines pretending to give a fuck about the 6 million dead fetuses that died last year.
60 million. How dare you?
Fetal Holocaust, everybody. What about this? I thought about this on stage the other night. Fetal Law and Order. Chong chong. Every murder, it's an abortion. Some in the fetus. Jerry Orbach shows up in the womb. trying to track down the coat hanger that did it, whatever.
Coat hanger that did it.
It's in development at crab diving.
Nice. Or the staircase.
Yeah.
Edge.
Right. CSI in womb.
Oh, man. What else is going on here? We're coming near the top of the hour. Oh, thanks for listening to us, ladies and germs. Immediately following this episode, a brand new sparkling midnight breakfast for your ear holes will hopefully be processed in time.
That has to go out. I got Dave Sharp.
We got commitments.
Comedian Dave Sharp, who I did two shows with this weekend. I had such a good time with him, and he's been promoting that show coming out at 4. I hope the computer that we run the show on.
I will multitask.
No, that sucks, man. You got to multitask. Like, how do you do that?
While
I don't even
clips
sing.
Are playing, or while you're talking, cast. I'm also processing. I'm pressing buttons to download.
By the way, did you see that meme I shared on our Facebook page? Pink Floyd's lead singer slams Donald Trump.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's pignorant. I love that.
Pignorant.
I'm stealing that.
It's a great word.
He's pignorant and always was and always will be. He lives in the illusion that he's admirable in some way, yet he stands for everything that is not admirable in American society. Jeez. Who knew the lead singer? I mean, I agree with everything he said, but Jesus Christ, the lead singer of Pink Floyd grew up to be a cranky old motherfucker. Do you think?
A lot of those guys did, you think? Talk about not caring. Roger Waters, what the fuck could he care about? He's been a rock star.
Right.
He's richer than the church.
You
what
think Roger Waters ever throws out his mansion windows, yells at the kid next door, hey, keep it down. Turn that shit down. I'm trying to fucking sleep. Oh, wait.
I'm fucking Pink Floyd. God damn it.
They're like, we're listening to The Wall.
Who?
You've changed.
So speaking of the Donald.
Yes.
Donald Trump on Saturday,
fuck you,
was in Iowa wearing his Make America Great Again hat.
God, his face looks like the ass end of a baboon.
He
looks like a pomegranate. You ever seen the end of a pomegranate? Like a little duck face.
He really looks orange too.
He's got a fuck face. You know what I mean? If you look at Donald Trump in the Urban Dictionary, you look up fuck face. It's his face.
What was the? Oh God! What was the name that the Daily Show gave him that he got pissed off about? Like McFuckistan or McFuckburger or something like that.
I love it when
Baron von Fuckstick or something like that.
Baron von fucking Sting.
And he got pissed off about it.
That's the best. He's stupid.
Okay, so this is at it wasn't in Iowa. It was a rally in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh shit.
And here is Donald Trump.
You could pick up some great meth there.
Talking about Ben Carson.
Fuck you.
And religion.
Oh, God.
2 days ago, a day ago, I get these two polls. Remember, I don't believe them. I don't believe them. In Iowa. One place. And I love Iowa. And look, I don't have to say it. I'm Presbyterian. Can you believe it? Nobody believes I'm Presbyterian. I'm Presbyterian.
What's happening?
God damn it, Donald. I mean...
Oh, he couldn't be more orange, too. The hat's red, and he's orange.
He's everyone's, like, really loud, drunk uncle at Thanksgiving.
Right.
That's all he is. Hey, I was in Iowa.
Remember that time?
Iowa.
Yeah. Hey, your grandmother.
Hey.
You remember that time?
In Iowa. One place, and I love Iowa. And... Look, I don't have to say it. I'm Presbyterian. Can you believe it? Nobody believes I'm Presbyterian. I'm Presbyterian. I'm Presbyterian. I'm Presbyterian. Boy, that's down the middle of the road, folks, in all fairness. I mean, Seventh-day Adventist, I don't know about. I just don't know about.
That's what Ben Carson is.
Yeah.
So he's just taking a dump on Ben Carson.
Fairness. I mean, Seventh-day Adventist, I don't know about. I just don't know about. But, so I'm Presbyterian, I get these polls, and I'm losing by a little bit. So,
you notice how he brushes that over?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, he doesn't believe him.
Right.
It's these polls, I don't believe them. Now, and then he's like, and we get these polls, and I'm losing by a little bit. Did you hear how he threw that away? It's brilliant. Yeah, we get these polls, and I'm losing by a little bit.
So I'm Presbyterian. I get these polls, and I'm losing by a little bit. So
I'm losing by a little bit. So he's a genius. He's really a fucking genius.
Really
terrifying, but a fucking genius.
So I'm Presbyterian. I get these polls, and I'm losing by a little bit. So headlines all over the place for 2 days. Headlines: Trump losing in polls. I just want every. In fact, I have like this great memory. But there's so many that I'm winning. I wanted to write them down because I want.
I have a great memory, but I've got it on a piece of paper. I don't need this shit.
You know,
I have a perfect memory. I can remember the shape that my first jizz stain made on the back of my first hooker.
You know what he reminds me of? He's like, he sounds more like a stand-up comic than a guy running for president. The way he talks.
Yes.
I mean, because he, it's like he, the way he tells these stories. He always digresses. Into
he
like
he
minutia.
Never writes shit down.
Yeah, you can tell.
He always picks on Obama for having the teleprompter.
Oh, my God. Trump, he's president. When you're president, sometimes you have to get to the motherfucking point.
You have to care about what you say.
Listen.
Because what you say could start World War III.
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Markets could crash on what the president fucking says.
God, could you imagine Trump's giving the State of the Union? All of a sudden, we don't even know how he got there. But he's telling this story about this milkman he had one time when he's 4 years old or some shit. The time he, my God.
All of them. And many more that I didn't write. I'm winning on everything. Every national, every. But for some reason, I had a bad week in Iowa, which I don't believe.
He doesn't even...
I had a bad week in Iowa, which I don't believe.
Which is total bullshit. I'm the best person on the... How could I have a bad week in Iowa?
But for some reason, I had a bad week in Iowa, which I don't believe. The headlines today all over Fox and CNN and everything. Trump losing in polls to Carson. Carson. I don't think Carson's going to negotiate really well with China, folks, in all fairness.
When he first said Carson, he shook his head like, Carson! He put his arms out like, you got to be fucking Carson! I'm losing to Carson?
You know, I'm thinking about Trump negotiating with any other world leader right now.
To be honest with you, Mr. Premier.
What do I got to do? What do we got to do to get a deal today? Yeah. Huh?
What do you need, a hooker?
Hey.
What do you need? I can get you a handy.
Hey, Netanyahu.
Get a trade deal.
What do we do? What do we got to do to get out the door?
Right. It's
like a fucking, you know, car salesman.
I saw somebody the other day commented that it's like Berlusconi, right? It's kind of like our version of Berlusconi running for president.
Yeah, the first time Trump has a couple of escorts up to the fucking, Pennsylvania Avenue.
I was going to say he's married to one. That's not fair. But
when people give him shit about it, when it's a big deal, he had a couple of hookers. He's like, what's the big deal? They're just a couple of hookers.
Right.
Who doesn't get hookers on the weekend?
Trump losing in polls to Carson. Carson. I don't think Carson's going to negotiate really well with China, folks, in all fairness. Okay? I don't think so. And I like him. I don't think so.
So those are the comments.
He likes him.
That got the Donald in trouble.
My God.
So
that guy can't be president. That just cannot happen.
There was a...
Fuck.
I actually saw a comment. This was on the Washington Post, I think it was.
Yeah.
And in the comment field, a Seventh-day Adventist commented.
A lunatic.
And it's some interesting thing.
Okay.
They said that this guy basically says, as a Seventh-day Adventist, I knew this would be coming.
Ha!
Because, you know, he knew with Ben Carson surging ahead and everything that eventually, and with the way he talks so bad,
right,
that eventually this whole, the religion would be an issue.
Yes.
So this guy says that apparently the Seventh-day Adventists aren't necessarily that enamored
with
Mr.
Carson. Didn't we
necessarily
cover that religion on Faithless Friday?
We have.
And didn't we learn that it's nuts?
Yes.
Nothing? It's really fucked up. Like, it was
here we go. He says that on religious liberty, Seventh-day Adventists... Now, this guy is one, right?
Okay. Congratulations.
So he allegedly... He says this is where the Seventh-day Adventists disagree with with Ben Carson. He makes them sound like they're very liberal.
Oh, okay.
He says SDAs, he abbreviates.
Oh, yes.
Have been in the forefront for maintaining separation between church and state.
Okay.
We believe the greatest danger to Christianity is when the state becomes one with religion, particularly a Christian religion.
Wow. Wow. I'm surprised. How progressive.
He says, on free will, we believe that God in all his dealing. Here we go.
No, oh, shit.
We believe that God in all his dealings with man allows him to exercise free will.
And so say God, we all.
There's so much wrong.
Allows
with that.
Him to exercise right. free will. Hey, right. lunatic.
Exactly.
So wait, the SDAs, they're for free will, right?
And then punishes us for choosing poorly.
Ooh, put the sex music on. They love that. They love the pun. With a ball gag or a butt plug? Which or both? Please.
Both. If you're lucky.
Don't be ridiculous.
Nose plugs.
Everything's plugged.
Therefore, it is wrong to impose Christian tenets or doctrines with the power of the state or with coercion by family or friends.
Not so coercion. These guys,
they're not evangelicals, it sounds like. Like, they're not standing on the corner trying right. to pull your pants down or ram a Bible up your snatch.
I love that, by the way, boy. Just, you know what's best if it's a Bible that's not one of those hardbacks? It's kind of a paper. You can kind of roll it into a cylinder.
Just lube it up.
Then spit on it!
I think you left a little bit of Leviticus in there.
You just perforated my colon with Deuteronomy. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm pregnant with a Genesis baby.
I'm bleeding out.
Carson, they say, this guy says Carson's views on the role of the state in gay marriage would not be a standard
right.
Seventh-day Adventist viewpoint. So,
okay.
Again, I don't know. This is a person. Alleging to be a Seventh-day Adventist.
Alleged.
This guy says, healthcare, Jesus.
Oh, God damn
in
it.
All his interactions, placed health of the individual as primary.
Wow.
Before he addressed their spiritual need, he would perform miracles. Oh, he's got good. A point.
So if I'm bleeding out, first you tourniquet me, and then you ask
before
Jesus.
Before I convert you.
Oh.
Then. But I mean, I'll heal you first and then convert you, which...
Right.
Isn't what's happening now.
Yeah, yeah.
American Christians would be like, convert or I'm not giving you this magic potion.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's the American Christians.
Hey, pray, motherfucker, and then I'll give you some water. Right? Isn't that what they do?
So these guys, know. He says...
who knows?
If Obamacare allows for increased access to health care, it should be praised.
Okay.
If there are flaws, then work on the system to fix it or ameliorate the bad stuff. He says that Dr. Carson's approach to Medicare and Obamacare is not
no bueno.
The way that current Seventh-day Adventists really feel, to blow it up and fuck you.
Well, in all seriousness, what do the SDAs know about anything? I mean, are they political? Are they inherently political? Do they have opinions on all this bullshit?
Borders?
They have a policy. They have an opinion on immigration.
In Christ, there is no East or West, Ryan.
Oh yeah. Well, I knew that. Duh.
The Bible addresses the favorable
stupid.
Treatment of strangers.
Right. Then how do you
right?
give, then how do you give Jesus directions? If you're like, hey Jesus, want to meet me at so and so? He's like, no. Where's that? Well, you go east. Ooh,
that's outside. Inside Christ, there's no East or West.
Okay.
So I guess if
you're inside him, you
doing
can
do a colonoscopy.
How stupid. That's so trite. In Christ there is no East or West, dummy.
But but it's a good point.
Fuck you.
The Bible addresses the favorable treatment of strangers and foreigners 10 times more often than it speaks of homosexuality.
Okay.
Mary and Joseph fled to Egypt with Christ as a child. The gospel is to spread in all nations. On this basis, we are particularly happy when the walls and barriers to free movement between people are removed. So, no walls. Ben Carson wants to put up a nice, pretty wall with two walls and a path in the middle, right?
Oh, yes.
A path. He talks about working on the Sabbath.
Wait, can you?
It gets really crazy.
You can't work on the Sabbath?
The Sabbath has three components, two of which is rest and work. One cannot keep the Sabbath if you have not worked. The gift of work originated in Eden. Therefore, barriers to work wherever you are is not in keeping with God's plan. I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God.
That's where they get a little weird. They, you know, you
got to
toil your life away or you're not happy.
You know, do you wonder, like, why the SDA have all these opinions about politics on their website or whatever? Or why are they?
This is a dude.
Who this is a dude.
To be, yeah.
Listen, dude. No offense, but why do we give a shit what the SDA thinks about fucking immigration? Who cares? You're a lunatic.
He goes on to say, Seventh-day Adventists believe there will be a time when the religions of the world will be forced to worship on Sunday.
Yes.
And that will be the time when people will have to choose the beast
for
the truth in the Bible and be persecuted because of it. So they think because they're right, worshiping on Saturday,
God,
that when the rest of the world says, fuck you, you guys, we're going to point a gun at you and make you worship on Sunday.
Pray.
That's when it's time to choose the horns of the beast
or
the truth of the Bible.
Well, I'm choosing whatever gets me not shot. Listen to this victimhood here, though. Everybody's going to be after the FDAs because we worship on Saturday.
Well, yeah, again, as they're the only ones who are right. Everybody else is fucked.
They're going to come get us. They're going to get me. Everybody's out to get me because I pray on Saturday instead of Sunday. Hey, nobody gives a shit. It's stupid. You can pray on any day of the week.
Adventists have always believed what the Bible states, that the dead know nothing and are simply asleep.
They're stupid.
Waiting for the second coming of Christ.
They're morons.
So no heaven.
Oh, okay.
This is where regular Christians lose their shit about the Seventh-day Adventists, because they're convinced that the instant they drop dead, they're going to be back in mommy's bosom and, you know, with their loved ones.
Oh, yes. Heaven.
Right.
But what are the Seventh-day Adventists? No,
you're gone. You go to sleep, but
yes,
then when Jesus comes back, he's like, wake up, y'all.
Hello.
Then you exist again.
Okay.
And
when
Christ, the dead in Christ will rise.
When?
Oh, only the ones who believed in Jesus will come back.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And so they don't believe in hell, it sounds like. And the living righteous will be saved as well with them. So if you're still alive and righteous, you can go too.
How long? But when? When is this?
No date.
Oh, come on.
But they're nice. They're not as dickwaddy. Not only the Seventh-day Adventists, but all people of all kinds of religions that believed in Jesus will also be saved. All who will be saved. Listen to this.
Okay.
You get a new body.
What? Can I pick?
I don't know.
Who are you picking?
So many choices.
I know. I'm going with
so many ways to go.
Sarah Jessica Parker from the 80s.
It says the Adventist Church believes in the literal and complete interpretation of the Bible.
Literally stupid.
They do believe
the
6,000 years shit, though.
What is that? Young Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I believe it. Why not?
So there's a little bit.
So dumb.
A little bit on Seventh-day Adventism.
We're supposed to be tolerant of all religions, even if they're incredibly stupid. Come on. I don't have to tolerate that.
I think it's Norway, maybe. I'm not going to look it up.
Yeah, Borsky.
Fuck it. But it's one of those scando states that has de-religionized Scientology. Like, they're no longer tax exempt, they said.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Scientology is squealing.
Oh, shut up, you little bitches. You own every fucking building in Hollywood. So I mean, they're so rich, dude. If you all those buildings on the
Your
strip.
Religion was invented by 50 years
by
ago.
By a dude that beat his wife, right? L. Ron Hubbard's
invented.
A big domestic abuser.
50 years, allegedly. It was invented. Invented
right
50 years ago by a guy who said, you know what I'm gonna do?
Yes,
I'm going to invent a religion,
but make it way fucking cool.
God,
right? He made it science fiction,
Star Wars shit, Star Trek.
I get it, man. I will hang if you've got a cool spaceship in your movie, I will watch that movie no matter how shitty it is.
George Lucas didn't even fucking intend to make a religion,
right?
And the Jedi religion is now a recognized religion in the UK.
Why not? Show me my lightsaber.
There's enough people who identify as Jedi in the United Kingdom that right. it is now a recognized religion.
By the way, did you see that in sometime in December at Pershing Square in downtown LA, they have some event called it's a lightsaber fight.
Are you sure it's not downtown Van Nuys?
Oh, it's
not
downtown everywhere. No, everybody, no, don't be gross. It's not no need for that. You bring your lightsaber down there. You
I'm sure you do.
I've got a purple one. Somebody, I was playing softball, by the way. We got mercy ruled. We got beat 15 to fucking one. One guy was playing barefoot. He was a big fat guy. He barely could run. He played barefoot. How the fuck did we lose? Oh, my fucking God. But some idiot on my team, we're talking about the Village People, and I don't even know how we got on this thing. They only had one hit. And I was like YMCA, and I was like, bullshit. And I said Sodom and Gomorrah, and they were like, they didn't do that song. They didn't believe me that the Village People sang Sodom and Gomorrah. Who the fuck else?
You got to get that shit on your phone or something.
Nah, I was like, who else did who did it? If they didn't do it, who did? Yes, it's the fucking Village People. Idiots.
Pardon my French, but yeah. You're an asshole.
Absolutely.
That's for them.
Yes.
Do you want to hear? We haven't heard from this guy in
Kissing
a couple
cousin.
Of days.
Hey, there's nothing. Oh, I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem with marrying first cousin. Somebody take that
Fuck
kid
you.
To the woodshed and let him understand the blessings God. Of discipline.
What do they do when a Pat Robertson on the 700 Club just starts jacking off when he gets so excited about like right?
Well, they never shoot him from the waist down. You never see anything. But
cut away to a graphic. Pat's jacking it again.
Who knows what's going on out of frame?
As Terry musing.
This is from Right Wing Watch. They've pulled a clip of Pat Robertson on the 700 Club. Shit. And ladies,
yes,
I don't know. I understand anything about religion
okay.
in many aspects,
wow.
but I really don't get how a person with a vagina,
yes,
who identifies as a female,
okay,
could believe any of this shit
what
and
you-
deal with any of this shit.
All
that
right.
maybe they're masochists,
yes.
Maybe they like to be subjugated and like to be dominated and treated like shit.
Ball gag me.
Here is a segment from
okay
700 Club.
Oh, God.
I believe we might hear the mellifluous tones of Terry Musin.
I love her.
She's
the best.
This is when
she's the best sidekick.
Inexplicably.
Fuck off, Vanna.
We also suspect they may be trolls occasionally who are brilliantly getting through the email system over at the 700 Club. Here is a little bit of the 700 Club.
I'm a Christian who is married to an...
Oh, it's not Terry. It's, I don't know who that
what?
Is, but that's
Pat's
not
got
Terry.
A side,
believer.
He's got a side.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, it's a substitute Terry.
Christian who is married to an unbeliever. My wife is opposed to our giving tithes to my local church and any other giving to charity. She feels we can't afford it. I'm the only member of the household who has a job, and we live in a community property state, so our assets are shared. My question is, should I be tithing on all of my paycheck or just my half?
So this guy is married.
Oh,
he's
my
a believer.
God.
His wife is not. I don't know how that works,
what
to be honest with you.
What a fucking nightmare.
I really don't.
How do you do that?
And he then says, well, it's a community property state. She doesn't work. I'm bringing in the paycheck. But then obviously everything that's mine is half hers, according to the state. So,
and she wants to tithe.
He wants to tithe.
Oh, is he mentally ill?
Which means 10%.
No.
So he wants to tithe on all of his paycheck.
Don't.
Or should he only tithe on his half of it because half of it belongs to her?
Tithe on
I
nothing.
I think this is a slam dunk. I know what Pat's going to say.
Yeah, but you really should tithe on nothing. And someone should put you in the loony bin because you're out of your fucking mind.
Because
why are you giving this church more money? This man, You're getting this man you're talking to owns a fucking diamond mine.
Yeah, you're cutting into the Lord's money, though. I think I know which way he's going with this. He's going to be like,
Jesus got to make his paper.
He's going to say, yep, the hell with that lazy, non-working woman in the house.
Dickhead. Paycheck or just my half of it.
You know, like it or not, you're the head of the household. And God has made you the high priest of the family. And
I'm the high priest of this family.
God has made you the high priest of the family.
That is so fucking stupid.
It's like playing dress up.
Listen,
for kids.
God has made me high priest. Let me throw some chicken bones at you.
I mean, does that help? Because the rest of that person's life is such a just a
I am high
a giant cone of shit.
What did God make you? Were you associate sorceress?
I want to be Grand Poobah.
Oh, are you? I want to be
or Kleagle. I want to be the High Kleagle.
Oh yeah, I want to be a Jedi Master.
But really, is that it? That the world is so shitty and life is so shitty to these people that they have to feel like little Napoleons of something.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Therefore they get to be tyrants over the women in their house.
Oh yeah.
And over their kids. Is that how sad these people are?
Absolutely.
And God has made you the high priest of the family and you are a Christian and what comes into your paycheck is yours. And I think the fact that you want to bless your family, the best way to do it would be to have his blessing on you. And
oh,
the best way is to give a lot of money to the church.
God damn, he's shaking him fucking down, man. This is like a Tony Soprano shit.
Right.
Listen, it's your paycheck. Do what you ever want to. But if do the right thing, you got a family, right?
If you want the God's blessings,
oh, shit,
you better get God's beak a little wet.
Hey, do you want Junior to catch a scorching case of leukemia right. or not?
Not in the face. Just not in the face.
He's got leukemia. Hey.
If you want to bless your family, the best way to do it would be to have his blessing on you. And he said, honor me with your tithes and offerings, and I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. So,
he's got that one tattooed on the wrinkles of his cock.
I am opening up my fucking dick.
He's got to unfurl all the wrinkles to read it.
It's hopeless. It's helpless that these people get to vote that actually believe that there's some carafe of blessings and God is pouring little shots
right?
for us and blessings because you're tithing.
Right?
God, that is fucking wacko.
All your tithe. You don't have to split it.
Make it there rain, bitch. Make it rain.
All of it.
Make it rain for Jesus.
You don't have to split your tithe.
Are we all suckers? Just y'all tremendous
motherfucker are.
Well, if you're watching it, you're a tremendous sucker. It's a podcast.
Got another one.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you're watching Pat Roberts.
Oh, right.
Not if you're
watching our
bullshit.
You can watch the Crabs. How do you watch us? We got a YouTube channel,
right?
You can
sit and stare at your phone like people used to sit and stare at the radio and listen to
Little
The Shadow
Orphan
and things like that. Little Orphan Annie.
Eat your Ovaltine. Fuck you.
Some of those are fun to listen to. Go online, ladies and gentlemen. Google those. Some of
go
those
to Amazon.
Kind of
buy it.
Access
Amazon through our crab diving portal at crabdiving.com.
Or if you, I was thinking of getting an Audible book. I was going to get.
Why? You forget how to read?
Because Audible is a great way to take in a book.
I'm just kidding.
Go to crabdiving.com/audible. And you get two free books you can download. And then if you can stay with them, you get to download some really cool shit and listen to.
Sometimes they have
some
like
you.
Really famous people reading.
Well, sure.
Those. You know, who's the? I would love to see a list of famous celebs that read books, and who would be the most shocking to see on there? Like the weirdest. You know,
like Snoop Dogg reading.
Right.
Some economics book.
Oh yeah, he reads Anna Green Gables.
Picardy's
The Uncut. Book. Oh yeah,
Pickety. I mean, the
Pickety.
Here is
hello,
Pat Robertson.
Woo!
What's what he's railing on about here specifically?
You better pay up, bitch.
But it has to do with the gay.
Okay.
Sherry says, I recently saw a letter written to the editor of our local newspaper by a young college student. He claims that Romans 13, 1 through 4 clearly supports the Supreme Court gay marriage decision. He writes, since the Bible says that government is from God, therefore everyone must submit to the government, even Christians, these verses will not only shut up the bigots, but will settle this argument once and for all.
Oh, this is interesting. I think this is a troll. Because they've brilliantly put their argument into, I've got a friend that says this.
Yes.
Pat, what do you think? Right?
Yeah, he's setting them up.
Because it's true. These verses will not only shut up the bigots, but it'll settle this argument once and for all. That, you know, bullshit against 74, whatever they say, Romans 13.
The fourth chapter of Harry Potter, Sorcerer and the Stone.
Clearly supports the Supreme Court gay marriage decision. That the government is from God, therefore everyone must submit to the government.
Even Christians, these verses will not only shut up the bigots, but will settle this argument once and for all. Using the Bible this way to validate their sinful lifestyle not only contradicts what God said about homosexuality, but it's downright blasphemous. I want to respond, but how do I reply in a benevolent manner where I can show and correct him without sounding malicious or condescending?
Well, you get condescending.
Wait, she didn't finish that. He interrupted her.
We get the gist of it. Yeah, I don't believe that's a real letter. I mean,
without sounding malicious or condescending, after all, we are to love the sinner and hate the sin. Thank you, Sherry.
Listen, that's not a real letter. Yeah, this the guy that wrote that. Oh, listen, man, government's of God. You know, that's not.
I want to respond.
Yes,
that it's blasphemous how they're using the scripture for their sinful. What about you using scripture for your hate?
Yeah. By the way, whoever made this letter up is pretty funny. Good job.
Descending. Well,
you get condescending and you say, look, he's wrong. I mean, that's how you start. You can't have people misinterpreting the Bible.
Oh, my God. You can't have people misinterpreting the Bible.
Right.
From Pat Robertson.
Oh my God, you're right. I agree. You can't have people misinterpreting because it's fucking everything up. Just how about quit interpreting?
How about quit interpreting a book that's 2,000 plus years old?
You know how you should interpret it? You should shove it right up your fucking ass.
People misinterpreting the Bible. The Bible, first of all, the government, the Supreme Court has issued a ruling. That ruling, I tell you what, in the legal system, Party A sues Party B over marriage. I want to get married to them. And the court says, okay, you can get married. That doesn't mean that I've got to get married to a homosexual. It doesn't mean that you have to, nor does it mean that it's the law of the land.
Oh, okay, wait a second.
Okay, now
he's right.
Right.
On the first part.
Yes.
Nobody's making him marry a homosexual.
Right.
Nobody's making anybody marry a lesbian.
Yes.
But it is the law of the land.
Yes.
That's kind of how it works.
Right.
Our system.
Yes.
If Congress didn't pass any law. Your state legislature didn't pass a law. So you're not under anything. It's a decision of the court having you to do with a couple of people. At least that's the way.
Stupid music,
God,
in the background,
man,
as he preaches sedition. This is that bullshit. They want to go back and let's overturn Marbury versus Madison.
Yeah.
And just get rid of the fucking Supreme Court and judicial review. Let's
Jesus
just get rid of
Christ.
It. Let's have a two-party system or a two, a bicameral, you know, not bicameral, but
but we need a bicurious system.
Let's toss the Supreme Court. Why have the
toss
Supreme Court?
Toss my salad.
It's ridiculous.
Now, they would like to make it bigger than that, but in terms of the Constitution, it isn't.
Jesus Christ. He doesn't. What the fuck is he talking about? By the way, I gotta look at him. He needs to
He's old.
I gotta tell you something. Stop with the 700 Club, Pat. You know, just sit at home and drink. What is that? Kombucha.
You're right.
He looks. You know, he looks tired.
Well, he's an older gentleman.
Can he just can he live off the royalties from his diamond mine? You know, the place where 10-year-olds work. And
I think he'll be okay financially.
Sure,
he's got these people tithing because it's going to get them
My
closer
God.
To the line.
You hear that?
It's ridiculous.
Listen, do what you want, but if you know, do the right thing. I don't know about your family.
Poor Donald Trump. Did you hear this?
By the way, our Twitterers are saying that Donald Trump sounds like Archie Bunker. He's right. It's right. It. That's Carol O'Connor if he didn't get it.
Right?
You know, I mean, he's Archie Bunker. So true.
Oh, my God. My dad's running for president. I listened to Midnight Breakfast immediately following this awesome.
Well, your
episode.
Dad would be more qualified to run for president than Trump. Your dad served. He's a veteran.
Sure. And he was a union leader.
Right. There you go.
I think it would be interesting to see politically where my dad would be right now. Because
oh, he would be.
He'd have a rough time. That was, I told you, that neighborhood, man. Rough time.
Yeah, but.
Rough time. When I went back in 2008.
They didn't know what to do, right?
And blue as blue could be, Democrats, hardcore Chicago Democrats, Southside Chicago Daily Democrats.
They like Richie Daley, right?
Richie Daley.
Well, which, you know.
Not the black guy, not that Harold Washington guy, but.
But Richard Daley.
Richard Daley.
The Daleys aren't necessarily the most progressive, right? I mean.
No, not. And. I went back, and I remember going to the local watering hole, and I talked to people I grew up with, and I heard a lot of,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do in this next election. I don't want to vote for McCain.
Right.
But I don't want to vote for that N-word.
What? Oh,
I heard that
racist.
Repeatedly. Yeah.
Right. I mean, didn't there? But they're a Democrat. Doesn't that Trump raise? You're talking about, I don't necessarily believe you. Yeah. You're talking about a metropolitan city.
Well, I think they probably ended up voting Democrat.
Right.
Because, you know, that's just what you do. You hold your nose, even though it's a black guy.
Isn't that from the...
But that's not what happened with Harold Washington. If you remember, Harold Washington was the Democratic nominee for mayor.
Yeah.
And the, whoever...
Chicago.
Bernie something or other. Bernie... God, I forgot the guy's name. But the Republican that ran against Harold Washington came perilously close to overthrowing the Democratic dynasty of decades because Harold Washington was a blank.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of the racist...
Well, that was from the late
Democrats,
80s, right?
Bailed, yeah.
Now, did Harold Washington make good on his promise to replace the elevators in the library with jungle vines?
How sad,
the library that was named after him.
Wonderful people.
Jesus Christ, man. Chicago, they have some pretty profound race. It's living in Chicago, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. That's why, I mean, it would be interesting to. My dad might be a Republican right now.
No, I don't believe that. I don't fucking believe that.
It would be interesting to see the union, how the union influence versus the it's a black
from
guy.
From what you told me, like how your parents dealt with religion and everything. Once you got old enough, nobody ever even went to church. You just dropped the envelope
That's
off.
That's true.
Are they going to put up with these lunatics from the right invoking Jesus every 5 fucking seconds? They're not going to buy that bullshit.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
They're not going to. I don't think they'd be able to tolerate that Tea Party crap.
Here's a little clip of Donald Trump talking about how rough he had it when he was young.
I mean, my whole life really has been a no, and I fought through it. I have been, and, you know, I talk about it. It's not been easy for me. It has not been easy for me. And, you know, I started off in Brooklyn. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million. I came.
My father gave me a small loan of $1 million. He can fuck right off.
And we're talking about the 60s.
Oh my God!
$1 million in the 60s.
How many times did he file for bankruptcy?
Four. Which company? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
It's been rough for me.
If you vote for Donald Trump, then you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot, man.
For me, it has not been easy for me, and
fuck
you know,
you.
I started off in Brooklyn. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million. I came into Manhattan, and I had to pay him back, and I had to pay him back with interest.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life tour. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
That's where it's going to go, right? If he were to win, why would he care about what he says anymore once he wins?
And if you're Rob Ford's wife, he's like, what do you mean you got more than enough to eat at home? What does that mean, more than enough? None. My pussy's more than enough. I'll bet he didn't.
After that, I have a feeling he might have not gotten a lot at home.
Rob Ford hadn't had sex with his wife, and I mean, God, he's married.
Yeah,
Rob Ford's married.
Sure.
Oh my God, that poor woman. What has she seen? Could you imagine him drunk in the middle of the night coming home? She's how many times has she had to pull him off the front lawn or something?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
And there are murmurings that...
Murmurs.
A little abusive, possibly.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe a little pushy-shovey. Slappy.
Big fat
Hard
fuck.
To believe.
He can't remember half the shit he's done, I bet.
Allegedly, by the way.
Right. Olivia Gondek. Poor Olivia Gondek.
Let's see. What have we got? I've got a story...
What?
I don't. Okay, we'll go gross first.
Oh, man.
Have you eaten a hot dog recently?
Oh, yes, please. Every chance I get.
The clearfood, .com.
Yeah.
Has.
Fuck this website.
Come out with.
Fuck you guys.
A clear food hot dog report.
Oh, my God. The hot dog report. The sausage brief.
They use next generation technology to analyze food at a molecular level.
Oh, no.
Ingredient by ingredient.
Oh, God.
Each sample is analyzed and assigned a clear score.
Yes.
Which is a representation of how closely a label, the claims on the label match
right.
the actual molecular content. The higher the score, the closer
yes
it actually abides by its claims.
Yes. Oh, God damn it. What the fuck is in our food?
They took 345 samples.
What's the sign on the periodic table for rat cum?
From 75 brands.
Oh, God.
Purchased from 10 different retailers.
We just ate shit from Subway. Are they on there?
In 2014, Americans spent $2.5 billion on hot dogs, just
what?
So you know. Another $2.74 billion on dinner sausages, which are included in this. And over $500 million on breakfast sausages, which some were also studied.
What about the brunch sausage? How much should we spend on the brunch sausage?
The results, they found...
Oh, God.
Of the hot dogs,
drum roll,
14.4% were problematic in some way.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
Problems include
okay,
substitutions, which means
that doesn't sound
that
bad.
The ingredient they said was on the label ain't what was in it.
Okay, that makes me nervous.
We encountered a surprising number of substitutions or unexpected ingredients. We found evidence of meats not found on labels.
Okay, what kind of meat?
You know, pork in chicken hot dogs.
Okay, that's fine.
Or turkey mixed in with beef hot dogs.
I mean, honestly, if you're eating a turkey dog, that's you don't give a shit anyway.
They say we found evidence of chicken,
okay,
beef, turkey,
fine.
And lamb in products that were not supposed to carry those ingredients.
What the fuck is lamb doing?
Including
in there?
Vegetarian hot dogs.
Hey, God damn it! Well, you know, fuck off. What, you know, these guys are assholes. Why do they do that? I was a vegetarian for
10% of the vegetarian products they tested contains meat, some kind of meat.
What percentage?
10.
God.
So
if you got a hot dog, if you got, you know, 10 hot dogs in a package, that means one of your hot dogs is going to be full of meat. If you're a vegetarian.
The overall number of unexpected ingredients, 10 hot dogs had chicken in them that weren't supposed to. 9 had pork, which they weren't supposed to, which, I mean, pork is against religions and shit.
There's no cat or anything like that.
Beef, 4.
Okay.
3 turkey and 2 lamb.
That's okay. It's a little fucked up.
2% of the samples.
Yes.
Human DNA.
Oh. Ooh. How much?
2%.
Out of 100%. That seems high, doesn't it? That seems real fucked up. What is it? What is it? Is it hair? Is it? It's.
It could be shit.
Ah, no.
It could be jizz.
No.
It could be ground up human.
Burn.
I don't. They're not specific about it.
Burn in hell, everyone.
But of the DNA.
Okay.
Positive tests.
Yes.
2/3 of those. So of that 2%.
Okay.
2/3 of that 2%
was cum.
Was vegetarian products.
Oh, my God.
So it's probably shit. It's probably fecal matter.
Oh.
Mixed in. Now, most scored fine, and a lot of the major brands like Butterball, McCormick, Eckrich, Oscar Mayer is in the top 10.
Wait. What? They're bad?
Good.
Oscar Mayer's good?
Yes.
How much shit does an Oscar Mayer hot dog have in it anyway? I'm just curious.
In fact, the best hot dog score was Oscar Mayer's premium jumbo beef frank with ballpark Angus beef franks or Hebrew national franks were all also scored.
Where did
well.
Your jumbo frank score?
Turkey sausage was ballpark.
Balls deep.
Butter Park was Butterball also.
Buttery good. Ball sack.
Smoked sausage was Eckrich.
Oh, yes.
Smoked sausage family pack.
Oh, yes. Family pack. It's so fucked up.
Breakfast sausage.
Oh, my
was
favorite.
Applegate? I never heard of that. Applegate classic.
Apple bag.
Corn dog.
Oh, yeah.
Italian sausage. Best brat. Johnsonville Stadium brat. Oh, so yes. We get those.
Johnson.
So those are okay. There's no cum in those.
What are the bad ones? What sausage do I steer?
It doesn't say.
That's what I... Who wrote this? Read their name.
Which is what is interesting.
Read the name of the author that wrote this fucking waste of skin article. Show me what I'm not supposed to eat.
This is on the actual Clear Foods site.
Hey, Clear Foods, what hot dog has shit in it? I don't want to eat that.
I'm sure... Well, they might be... Like, maybe they would get sued or something. I don't know. But,
who cares? I want to know how to not eat shit.
They tell you which the good ones are. So we'll put a link to that.
Damn.
On our blog on facebook.com/crabdiving.
This is important information. I all the time I get, I can't tell you how many times we've gotten hot dogs before. I just get, you're going to some fucking barbecue. Just get the cheapest hot dogs. Who gives a shit? Well, you're eating shit now.
Right?
Human. It could be a person. How does a lamb...
I've got... Okay.
I mean, how does a lamb get mixed up into all that shit anyway? That's weird
yeah,
to me,
how
too.
Does, yeah, how does mystery meat get... How do you get pork in a chicken sausage?
What?
You know
no
what
gerbil?
I mean? Well, there are acceptable levels of, like, rat droppings or insect parts, right? Don't the FDA have a certain acceptable level of all that
shit? A little
shit?
Dabble, do you?
Which is gonna just happen?
Yeah.
There was an important vote last week... Ryan.
Lee. On what?
In Greene County, Tennessee.
Fuck you.
County Commissioner James Randolph.
Hey, boy.
Brought a proposal to the council. 21-seat council.
Yeah.
That seems like a big...
Oh, yes.
County
huge
commission,
I mean,
isn't it? 21 people?
Jesus Christ, if you're buying for a cookout there, you got to buy like, what, you know, 4 packs of sausage or 4 six-packs?
He wanted to fly the Confederate flag.
Oh, God, you fucking cunt.
In front of the courthouse.
Dude, fuck you.
As a, quote, historic exhibit.
You fucking simpleton. You know what this guy deserves? A mouthful of human DNA sausage. You know what? Crab diving sending you a mouthful of sausage.
It's part of history. It ain't got nothing to do with race or anything. It ain't got anything to do with race or anything like that, he said.
He serves as an elected official. It ain't got nothing to do with race.
Before the vote last week... there were some protests outside, both sides.
Jesus Christ.
A guy named Chris Ward, Confederate flag supporter.
God damn it! Hey, so the rednecks in the South, not for nothing, but if you want people to quit marginalizing you, quit acting like fucking jackasses. Fuck this Confederate flag shit. You're idiots.
Chris Ward said, I wonder if we can get some audio of Chris Ward here.
Hey, I got audio for him. Hey, man, it's my right.
Chris Ford.
Heritage. It's heritage.
A supporter of the Confederate flag said that he was supporting the flag in honor of his great-great-grandfather.
Ah, he wasn't that great. That's what I'm thinking.
Who fought in the Civil War. Can you name your great-great-grandfather? What was his first name? Any of them?
I have no fucking idea.
What are there? Eight of them? How many great-great-grandfathers you got? Four, six, eight? Wait, let's do the math. Yeah. There's two grandparents.
Richard Pfeiffer,
there's four
the senior.
Great-grandparents.
The yeah.
Wait, there's two sets of grandparents. Four sets of great-grandparents.
Right.
So eight sets of great-great-grandparents.
Yeah. Well, my family was on the very first boat of the people to settle the very first city.
Where are they?
In this country. Pensacola. That's the first city.
Where are they?
A lot of people think it's St. It's, I don't know, some other city in Florida. They're mistaken.
We had early ones in one of, on one of my grandparents.
I was before you.
They had the vote.
Yeah. No, God.
But in Greene County.
Bay, man.
I think I actually may have.
Fuck you, boy.
Some of the audio. I'll tell you, though, what happened. 20-1.
Right.
They voted.
Okay.
To not fly.
Oh, my God.
The Confederate flag. The only one who voted was his asshole.
That's that
James Randolph, who wanted to fly it in the first place.
That makes me feel so much better. I, you know,
every single other.
Good job, guys.
Commissioner was like, no.
Wait, that's actually a resounding victory for the South.
I think it's amazing.
God damn it. I was all depressed. I was like, oh, look, it's another.
Marginalizing the South.
Fucking A, man.
Here's a little bit of.
You proved me wrong.
Here's a little bit of the news report. I'm jumping in the middle. I want to see if we can get some audio of some of the.
Maybe we should do the show from Greene County.
Some of the pro. Well, you probably
liberal.
Get a big place in Greene County.
Opposed by Commissioner James Randolph, failed.
Didn't figure the resolution to pass.
So why suggest the resolution in the.
I didn't figure the resolution would pass. Do you want to describe James Randolph, Ryan,
but
without seeing him?
I'm white, old, and white and fat.
There you go.
He's
not that fat.
What?
But you got the white and old part right.
First place. Randolph says for him, it's all about history. Just before commission members cast their ballots, he made one last plea for his resolution. Ultimately, he would be the only commission member to vote in favor of the proposal.
You know, I wish it had went through because it's part of history. It ain't got anything to do with race or anything like that.
Ain't got nothing to do with race.
Ain't got nothing to do with race. Now they,
it's funny how racists always think that.
While protests were peaceful for the most part, there were some arguments that were quickly defused by Greene County Sheriff's deputies. A heated topic on both sides of the argument, Chris Ward says he wanted the flag raised in honor of his great-great-great-grandfather.
Oh, Chris Ward. Chris Ward, who I guess we're about to hear.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Couldn't be fatter and whiter, and he's standing there with a baseball cap on and a t-shirt, and he's got two Confederate flags on his shoulders, standing in front of the courthouse protesting.
I got two.
Here is Chris
Who
Ward.
Fought in the Civil War.
He's a veteran, and I always hold him as a veteran. He deserves that.
Others.
That's his great, great, two greats?
I don't even
great,
fucking
great
know.
Grandfather.
Dude,
he's a veteran. I'll always hold him as a veteran.
I mean, come on, man. When are they going to let this go? It's the fucking...
Weren't there some German veterans in the 40s?
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what I mean?
Nice!
They were the enemy. They were the enemy.
Right, they were the bad guys.
Like Trudy Wallach says, not in their backyards. Having the flag outside the courthouse, she says, reflects poorly on the community as a whole.
I suddenly, someone wants to embark and install this flag. That is an insult.
Okay, wait
right,
a second.
It's embarrassing.
She doesn't sound like she belongs.
No, she's a
she's
transplant.
An older white lady.
Yes.
and she doesn't sound like she doesn't sound like Mr. Chris Ward, who a few minutes ago said, he's a veteran. I'll always hold him as a veteran, right? Listen to this accent.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a Yankee. Probably moved here.
In honor of his great-great-great-grandfather, who fought in the Civil War.
He's a veteran, and I always hold him as a veteran. He deserves that.
Others, like Trudy Wallach, says not in their backyards. Having the flag outside the courthouse, she says, reflects poorly on the community as a whole.
I suddenly, someone wants to embark and install this flag. That is an insult.
Embark? I mean, come on.
Well, listen, how dare you? Why, you don't think anybody from Greene County's opened a book?
How dare you say embark? We speak American here.
No, I mean, listen, no. There could be, you know... You can get, I don't know. I don't know. I agree.
And hurtful to a lot of people.
While the community remains divided on this issue, it's clear the state and American flags outside the Greene County Courthouse won't be getting company anytime soon.
They aren't divided. They really aren't divided. It was one guy, one fucking guy wanted it.
Not outside.
Well, okay.
Not outside.
All right. Well. Well, the South, you guys are trying. Good job. God damn it. Good job. And what the fuck are we even talking about? You actually voted on whether or not you're going to have the Confederate flag outside.
Right.
Not a good job.
Greene County, Tennessee.
Fuck you, stupid.
Only 68,000 people.
No, geez.
The big cities are Greenville, Mosheim, Tusculum, and Bailiton.
Damn.
Wow. 68,000 population.
Is there a Six Flags in Tennessee?
It's near the Cherokee National Forest.
Ooh, yeah, that's the Smoky Mountains. It's beautiful there. Very nice.
Maybe crab diving should move to Greenville. Maybe there's a big liberal group there.
Do you hear that group of people outside?
Yeah. Yeah, we'd end up next door neighbors to Chad.
Let me tell you,
or whatever.
The best time about living in Greenville when you pay the rent every month.
Chris Ward.
You're like, hey, you got $100.
Yeah. My great great granddaddy would have thought you're a faggot. Click, click, bang. So there you go. That's good news, right?
Heck,
I mean, I thought the same thing. When I saw. The headline is even a little misleading because it says vote is 20-1
right.
on flying Confederate flag at Tennessee courthouse. And I thought when I read that headline, I was like, oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me that they're putting up the flag somewhere. Sure.
Well, of course.
Sure enough, it's just the opposite.
I thought the worst as well. So I'm sorry, Greenville or
Greene County,
whoever the fuck you are.
We Good apologize job. To the apparently. Lurching into the 20th century.
We're going to take down the Confederate flag. I mean, literally, the way that what capital...
They're going to not put it up.
Right.
Like, they didn't even have it. This one asshole wanted to put it up. After all the shit that's gone on, this one fucking asshole was like, I think we need to put it up because of history.
The time is right. Yeah, let's piss a bunch of people off.
And then what happens? A bunch of assholes and trucks show up.
Right.
Waving the Confederate flag like this Chris motherfucker who's like my great-great-granddaddy wanted to have slaves.
His big fat ass.
And he's a patriot.
Right. His big fat ass got off of his easy chair, climbed in a Chevy.
And he's probably an out-of-work coal miner that the Republicans have just hate-fucked and left on the side of the road.
I got hate fucked.
Yet he'll turn around and vote Jesus and guns.
Are you telling me that maybe this is a Republican that could actually benefit from like some of the positions the Democratic Party has?
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, please.
If anybody represents those people,
he's a socialist.
More than Bernie Sanders. Name him.
He's a socialist. That's the problem. Bernie doesn't have a fucking chance now that I think of it. I'm listening to these people. He's a socialist.
Oh, yeah. Communist, right?
He's
some of them
communist.
Are saying. Trump says that. Trump says he's a socialist / communist. Not everybody says that, but I say it. That's what I say. I call him a socialist / communist. Therefore.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Trump says he's communist.
Bernie Sanders is like the bad guy in White Knights.
No, Bernie doesn't want to nationalize the companies and shit. He doesn't want to do that. That's just not true. It's just not true.
Are you going to ignore my movie reference?
Yeah, I'm ignoring your movie reference.
Oh, man. You remember White Knights?
I do remember
Hines?
White Knights.
The guy, they stole Baryshnikov out of the country.
Baryshnikov.
Really good actor.
Both.
Oh, yes.
Very good. It was a good movie.
Oh, yeah. It is a good movie, man. Say You, Say Me. Say it together. That's the way it should be.
I've got some audio of a representative Pete Olson.
Fuck you.
From Texas.
Oh, God damn it.
Speaking to conservative radio host Sam Malone.
Meet me at N-word head camp. Sam Malone.
From Cheers?
That's the fucking bartender from Cheers.
About President Obama's decision to veto the National Defense Authorization Act. Because it was full
right.
of bullshit is our view and the view of normal people. But of course,
yeah.
to the Republicans, Obama is yeah. hates the country.
Do you remember Ted Danson's blackface thing?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was awesome. Whoopi, right? He was going out with Whoopi at the time, wasn't he?
He was. What the fuck
I am
he?
Very angry this morning. Darn angry.
Pray tell, would it be about the marathon session yesterday with... Hillary?
Well, that's part of it, Sam, but you know, we joke about President Obama being Neville Obama and Barack Chamberlain over the Iran nuke deal. It got worse yesterday, Sam. He became Benedict Obama or Barack Arnold. He
Benedict Obama or Barack Arnold.
Refused to sign a bill to give our troops a pay raise, Sam. He refused for darn politics. Our guys, a guy...
Oh, my God. He says he refused for politics. You know what the pay raise was attached to?
Yes.
Defund Obamacare. You know what the pay raise was attached to? Keeping Guantanamo Bay. Refusing to close
right.
Guantanamo Bay.
They're ridiculous. What did he call him? Benedict Obama?
Benedict Obama or...
I love that.
Barack Arnold.
That's a fail.
In Iraq yesterday, he sent them to die yesterday, and he won't give them a dang pay raise for politics. I am just furious. I am furious.
He's such bull... That's all we have
you
time for.
You need to get... Okay, fuck this guy.
But that's... It's bullshit. It's just bullshit. This is what they did for how many years when they said, Barack is stonewalling the country when every bill they sent to him was, here's your jobs bill defund Obamacare.
Right.
Here's a jobs bill and reverse the last election.
Listen, we want to give you a pay raise, but to do that, we got to take away everybody's health care.
It's ridiculous.
How's that a possibility?
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, for more of this fun from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. You can download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Don't forget all the great stuff that's here on the network. Immediately Ooh. Following will be the Midnight Breakfast
right.
podcast with the very funny Mr. David Sharp. And the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer sitting in on this episode, I believe, with Jeff Suing.
Yes, we talk baseball.
Talking
sex.
Baseball coming.
I'm just kidding.
Up right after this. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Follow him on the Twitter at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.